Josh. How are you? Good morning.
Good. How are you
guys?
Good
morning, Josh.
How are things?
We're good. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Where are you guys at this morning?
In Virginia.
For those folks that don't know you, you guys are very, very well known, I know, in the D.C. area, and you really made national press. Do you guys want to tell the story?
Well, you're probably talking about the White House when they said that we party crashed the White House.
That's what everybody called it.
Weekend, all the senior correspondents are off, and the Washington Post tabloid section reported that we party crashed with the Real Housewives of D.C. while we were filming. CNN said, well, if the Washington Post are reporting it, it must be true, so we'll report it. So then it just started, spinning out of control.
Yeah, definitely went viral. So are you saying that that's not what happened? You guys didn't crash the White House?
Well, it got cleared up in one of the multiple interviews that we did with Matt Lauer on the NBC Today show. He ended up, getting some documentation and finding out some of the facts. And we did confirm those facts with him. But you know what? Everyone still liked the idea that we may have party crashed the White House. So
it's a lot more fun to say that, that's for sure.
It was more fun. And, that very same evening after the truth came out, nobody cared. It turned into entertainment. And the name sort of has just stuck with us, I think, for life now.
That is for sure. Now, you had mentioned, I know Ashley, Ashley, my co-host here, she's a big fan of all the Housewives.
I do watch all the Housewives.
She is a big fan. And we
know.
Howie McHale, my sister, wanted me to tell you that she loves your dog.
Oh, thank you. I love your sister.
Tell us about the Real Housewives of D.C. and how it was like filming.
Yeah, what was all that like?
Oh, my gosh. A lot of fun. I had a blast. And, March 2009 is when I signed on.
Uh-huh.
And a great experience. A lot of fun. Learned a lot. And, saw every side of life, I think, just being a part of it. I learned so much.
Did you actually get along with the Housewives?
I had a good time. I'm who I am. I think, I always got along. I don't know how they were feeling. If you saw the reunion, did you see any of that?
Uh-huh.
I don't know if they're feeling, me, but, because they kind of make fun of MS's BS. They don't
right.
believe I have a health condition. But, I just kind of, whenever there's people that are that unhappy, I just kind of, so I'm always having fun.
Oh, well, good, good.
Now, Bravo kind of washed their hands with DC,
yeah.
correct? What happened there?
We haven't heard anything about that they washed their hands. We hear a lot of rumors out there, and actually I asked Andy Cohen, he's like, Mikhail, you can't go off all that. The only person you got to listen to is me.
Now, you guys have a new app out, is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, the new app's hot. Mikhail's got a new single coming out this summer. And it's going to be first heard on her app. So
a new single?
Yeah, a new single. She's working on that now. It's going to come out this summer.
What's the name of this single?
Oh, I can't say.
Oh, that's you can't tell us yet.
Oh, come on.
We want to know.
Excited.
I'm calling you back.
Oh, come on. No, not even a little sneak peek of like maybe a little bit of the chorus or anything this morning?
Got a lot of like dance.
Got a lot of dance music. See, pretty soon you and Kim Zolciak are going to have to team up.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I like that. That one, Tardy for the Party.
Tardy for the Party.
Oh, no.
See, I'm telling you.
No.
Get all the Housewives together.
No. While we're on celebrity TV and reality TV, celebrity rehab, we got to talk about that.
We got to find out what's going on.
Oh, Lord. Say no. Remember Amy Winehouse?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Go to rehab. It's reality TV. And never said I had an addiction, but the funniest thing, Tark, I think currently now, guys, I'm going to start drinking and doing every kind of drug out there because the experience was so crazy.
Oh, wow.
So is it real? Is it real or is it all just a show for the audience?
Or is it Memorex,
Does that just kind of answer my question without you having to answer it?
Well, I can answer it because I refused to sign the NDA. I didn't want to sign the NDA, especially when I found out there was some monkey business going on with the show. They wanted me to say things that I just honestly, I'm not. So is it 100% real? Of course not. It's television.
Mm.
And that's just the way it is. I think Dr. Drew honestly didn't know a lot about what was going on with production.
So is it even 20% real?
If I had to guess, a percentage, sure. I mean, I would say it's honestly more like 75, 25, or maybe 80, 20, yeah.
A lot of it made up, though, it sounds like.
Look, did all those people have those concerns? right now in the real world? Are they alcoholics or
sure.
are they?
I mean, they're all out there for
right.
sure, but they kind of glamorize it on Celebrity Rehab, I guess.
Look, you know, there's a lot of money. People are getting serious money. We know what every person gets paid on that show. You pretty much can't say no to that.
That's right.
Well,
money.
Maybe I'll be coming on to the Housewives
money,
franchise.
Money, money. We're giving away money. We're giving away money on Q96, so I know what people will do
exactly.
for money. So what's next for you guys? You got the app. You got the single coming out. Anything else we can look forward to? Another maybe crashed White House sometime soon?
Right.
Well, first things first. You know, everyone keeps asking us if we're going to crash the royal wedding. No, we're not going to crash the royal wedding.
Oh, come on. Crash it.
Crash it, Josh.
Take
love
me
it.
With you.
But, you know, one thing that Mikkel's really hot on is Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, yeah.
She really wants to do that.
Well, we got to wrap things up. I'm running out of time. As soon as that single comes out, I want you to call me.
Yeah, we want the details on
we
that.
We want it before anybody else in the country. Is that a deal?
It's a deal.
Pinky
swear. I am back with my dance beat.
Pinky swear me over the phone?
Pinky swear. I love that. I'm totally into that.
All right. That's right, Mikhail.
We're down to, guys, thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule to chat with us this morning. Good luck with the new app. Good luck with the new single. And I hope to see one or both of you on Dancing with the Stars very soon.
Oh, love you both. Have a great one.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
All right. Good night. Cheers.